Time now for your comments. Comments on my interview with Sudarsan Raghavan, the reporter who visited cocoa plantations in the Ivory Coast, where boys between the ages of 12 and 16 are forced into slavery. Susan Andrew of Asheville, North Carolina, says the interview left out a vital point.
I was waiting for the punchline. What American companies purchase cocoa from outfits that used forced child laborers? Is the staff or board of directors at NPR afraid to dig all the way to the bottom of ugly stories such as these? This conscientious chocolate consumer wants to know the truth, and I bet I'm not the only listener who does.
Sudarsan Raghavan says that's a question with no clear answer.
By the time the cocoa beans reach consumers in America or Europe, the free beans and slave-made beans are mixed together and are so thoroughly blended into cocoa that there's really no way to know which products are tainted with slavery and which aren't.
Listeners also responded to Lynn Neary's story on international adoption. Judy Witzig emailed to say, Neary's report is a gift to those of us who have accomplished this miracle of creating a family, and for those who only hear of creating and building a family through international adoption. It's a remarkable journey. The image of Ms. Neary and her family could have been one taken of us the day we arrived home from Russia with our son. Thank you. Timothy Coleman of Albany says, as the father of a child adopted from Romania, he was expecting a broader account of the process. I thought it was so narrowly focused that it ignored many important issues in international adoptions. What about governmental red tape, orphanage conditions, and medical history, to list only a few other issues? I do not mean to imply that the culture-race issue is not important, but for listeners who were ignorant of international adoptions, your piece gave the impression that culture-race is the only matter for concern. Each country has its own challenges and variations over the issues of international adoption. Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.